And now, from spectacular Northwest Montana, the Valley Broadcast Network presents the Valley Broadcast News with your host, James White.
All right, I'm your host, James White, and this is Valley Broadcast News. Thanks so much for joining us here today on the broadcast on the second day of April, 2024. And we, as always, are coming to you live here from Kalispell, Montana. The last best place on earth is the claim. And it's pretty nice around here, that's for sure. as far as the last best place, I've seen some videos, and it's a pretty nice place here, but there's other places I think that would compare. At any rate, we appreciate you joining us here today. We're going to be covering some of the news and what's going on. But first of all, I want to, I just had a great conversation yesterday with my friend over in, let's see, where is it going to be here? We got to find the, there we are, right there. My friend over in Washington, Stephen Major, and big news here. He is coming here to Kalispell on June 8th. We had to bump the date to June 8th for considerations for accommodations. We had to bump the date to June 8th. But this is going to be a huge event. There's going to be a lot of big people here, believe it or not, here in Kalispell, Montana. Extreme Expeditions Northwest. And this is Stephen Major. He is going to be coming out here, again, June 8th, and we're going to be at the Red Lion. He is going to bring several Bigfoot investigators, I believe, with him. I don't know everybody that's going to be coming, but we're going to be promoting this, certainly this event. We're going to be sponsoring this event here, coming to Kalispell. And if you're a Bigfoot fan, devotee, aficionado, come on out here to Kalispell. If you live close by, it's going to be on the June 8th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there's going to be a lunch in between. It's going to be a great time. We're really looking forward to it. I've never seen a Bigfoot, of course, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they don't exist. Anything is possible these days. I mean, nothing surprises me. You see, if you watch the X-Files, you hear now that, the things on the X-Files is basically just essentially a documentary. Maybe not every single thing on there is true, but we're finding out an awful lot of it is. So I believe that there's plenty of mysteries and things that we don't know about that go on that we, we're just going to continue to try to find, I guess, and continue to try to find out the truth behind them. I don't know if we'll ever find an actual Bigfoot. It's one of the things that you wonder if there's these Bigfoot are out there, these Bigfoot, Bigfoot monsters, not monsters, whether the Bigfoot species, I guess. You'd wonder why didn't you find any of them, dead or rotting or things like that. I don't have answers to these things, and I'm not saying that that's not true, and there's a lot of evidence to prove that it is, and there's people that don't think so. But anyway, it's a great debate, and it's sort of a mystery. So we're going to be waiting for the flyers and everything to come here to get sent over here, and we're going to be promoting this on June 8th. So mark the date, June 8th, if you're in Kalispell there. It's going to be sort of a Bigfoot convention. And I found out yesterday there's a $5,000 award that they're going to be giving, the organizers are going to be giving away $5,000 to the person that has the best evidence. So anyway, I'll be reporting that and come and check that out when the time comes, and that will be again in June. So we appreciate that. I appreciate those guys over at Northwest Expeditions. Okay, so we're going to cover some of the news that's going on here, and let me move this down here. So Extreme Expeditions Northwest is actually the name. Extreme Expeditions Northwest. Okay, so here in Montana, we have the Supreme Court writes a ballot statement for the proposed abortion constitutional amendment. That's right. The Supreme Court writes a ballot statement for proposed abortion constitutional amendment. The Montana Supreme Court Monday, not legislators, the Montana Supreme Court on Monday wrote the ballot statement for a proposed amendment to enshrine abortion access in the Montana Constitution, rejecting the Attorney General's statement as well as the one originally proposed by the group behind the measure. The Supreme Court in Montana is absolutely off the rails, out of control. They're trying to take over. Essentially, it's a power move to take over the politics in Montana and consolidate all of the power into the hands of the Montana Supreme Court, which brings me to the next page here that I want to show you. This is right from Valley Broadcast Network. You can go right on the front page, and see this article I published a couple of days ago. Here's the Montana Supreme Court running a confidence game, we find out, beginning tonight. And that was the night that I first launched part number one and two of the multi-part series with the authors here, David Howard and James Rigby, that's been playing on Valley Broadcast Network. And you can find out more about where it's going to be being played at by going to the show links on Valley Broadcast Network, and you can see all the different locations. But I am dropping, and I'll be putting out an article here after the broadcast this afternoon. I'll be dropping the other two installments. I'll be watching the other two installments. I'll be dropping the other two installments. Hold on here. I have to. Someone wants to watch the show live, and I have to send them a little quick message here, and tell them how to join in. Well, why I'm here typing this, you can watch the show live anytime I am live by going to flatheadtruth.com, and that's what I am typing in here right now for my pal. There we go. Flatheadtruth.com is the live link. You can see that at the very top. And we have a call-in line there, 515-605-9768. You call in if you'd like, and I can take your call. If I see you on the call board here, I'll take your call. We don't have any topics to talk about necessarily, so you can really call in and talk about anything you like. Remember, you can only call in. I had somebody reach out to me yesterday and say, hey, I tried to call into the show at 10:30, and they were watching actually the replay on the live stream. So what happens is this show right here is live from 8:30 to 9:30. As soon as the show gets finished, I'm recording it. As soon as the show gets finished, I shoot it over to the television server in the other room over there where I have the television server set up. So I shoot the video of this show over to there, and I schedule it for the next available slot, which is usually 10 a.m. Well, someone was tuning in yesterday and the live stream. And you can get to the live stream. Let me show you here where the live stream stuff is. All right, here, I'm on it right now. So when I say live stream, you can go to any of these places right here and link up to the live stream. You can watch it on your phone. But when I call it the live stream, it's live streaming the television stations. So what you're seeing on the live stream is going over the air on channel 26.1 and 34.4. This show is not live over that yet. Again, it's tape delayed because I can't have people swearing when they call in and having it go live over the air. But that's a little bit of insight of what it takes to kind of manage these things, multiple things. So if you go over here again to show links on Valley Broadcast Network, you can see the show links right here where you can tune in, and there's the links there where you can enjoy this broadcast and other shows, plenty of other shows. I've got Richard Gage, as I stated, allowed me to use his 9/11 videos, and I'm playing those pretty regularly. And anyway, going back to here, the Montana Supreme Court, of course, as we stated, is out of control. That's why I believe everyone needs to pick up the book here, The Supreme Court Confidence Game, The Lie of Judicial Supremacy. You can find the link down here, I believe. I remember, I think I put it in here. If not, just go to your favorite bookseller and type in The Supreme Court Confidence Game, and you will have it come up. And here is the book right here. I have it here at my desk because I was doing the completing the shows with the authors there. But here's the book right here, The Supreme Court's Confidence Game, The Lie of Judicial Supremacy. And it's getting excellent responses. From the first two parts I released, I believe there's like 8 or 9 parts. I'm not sure. I have to check. I think there's 8 or 9 parts. What we're going to do is we're going to release these videos here the next couple of days. over the next couple of weeks, and then we're going to have a roundtable discussion. That anybody that's listened to the broadcast or anybody, I'll publish the roundtable link, and anybody that has read the book or has questions will be able to tune into the roundtable and participate with the authors. So that's the goal. I know that's what we're working towards here. Hello, everyone here from pill.net. Appreciate you guys there at pill.net. I want to appreciate everybody over there on the Rumble channel. Thanks so much for tuning in here today. And we do appreciate you looking in, thanks so much for joining us. So we're going to pop into the, just got a phone call here. I guess I should have turned my ringer down. And let me turn this down here. Okay. So if you're seeing yesterday's show, I get a message. If you're seeing yesterday's show on the Flathead Truth, just refresh your browser. You just have to do a cache if you're listening. I just got a message here that it's yesterday's show. Just clean your cache out of your browser and today's show will come up, or go into a different browser. It happens on occasion. All right. It's hard for me to manage my show and manage the listeners' websites as well, but hey, I'm doing my best here. Okay, so here we go. Let's pop over here to what kind of world we live in? And this is like bizarro world. Delaware passes a bill to use dead humans as compost. And, of course, I forgot to take the commercial break. I have to be so disciplined about doing that because I really have to. So let me take a quick commercial break here. And I'm not too bad. I'm only off a little bit. And I come back on the other side. We'll pick up this Delaware passes a bill to use dead humans as compost and many other things back after these brief messages.
I'm Andy Stewart, here to tell you about Get More Tank. Get More Tank saves me $150 every month on gas. Get More Tank is a tablet with active ingredients that adds big mileage to every tank. I used to fill up our two cars every week. Not anymore. I'm getting about 50 miles more on every tank. Made in America, this formula is used by trucking companies and heavy industry. Now we're bringing it to you. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, lowers emissions, and I can feel improved engine performance every time I step on the gas. I use Get More Tank on my stalling leaf blower and boom, it works like new. Get More Tank works for cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, four-wheelers, mowers, and blowers. Hey, if you got an engine, then Get More Tank. A 5-pack on sale only at GetMoreTank.com for just $22.22 plus shipping. Use promo code GAS. Get 10% off. Save your money, save your engine, save the earth at GetMoreTank.com. EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, results vary.
June 6, 1944. It was on this day, D-Day, 80 years ago. The sound of boat engines roared. The sheer terror of our troops filled the air as they approached Normandy. These men fought and died to ensure freedom and eliminate tyranny. We must enter the battle for our nation, for our children, and for future generations. I entered the battle in 2012 when my firstborn son was murdered because he refused to compromise U.S. security with the Chinese Communist Party. My eyes were open to government corruption, and I became a mother on a mission to fight for truth and justice. My battle is a passion to fight for Montana and to make America great again. And this is why I am running for U.S. Congress. We must hold our government accountable. My name is Mary Todd. Vote for me on June 4th.
Okay, folks, thanks for hanging out for the break. I'm your host, James White. This is Valley Broadcast Network, valleybroadcastnetwork.com. That's valleybroadcastnetwork.com. Flatheadtruth.com. If you want to watch the show live, you can watch it on flatheadtruth.com anytime it is live. And you can watch the restreams on the live streaming, and I showed that a little bit earlier. All right, let's cover some more news here and go back to the craziness here in Delaware, where they are passing a bill to use dead humans as compost. Okay, folks, here's another tale from the dark side of politics. Looks like Democrats have come up with a new way to desecrate life. Now, instead of ensuring a loved one gets a proper burial, they're reduced to the compost heap. There's no sanctity of life for the left. Delaware legislature has approved legislation that would allow residents to compost dead bodies instead of traditional burial in a casket or cremation. Hey, Tommy, how's Uncle Fred tasting tonight? I mean, can you see that conversation at the dinner table? Gross. For real? I guess, 12 states are doing it already? I'm glad to see that Montana's not on that list. The practice is legal in Washington, Colorado, Oregon, Vermont, California, New York, and Nevada, according to the Associated Press. So it's not quite 12, but it's a lot. there are other things that you can use for compost besides, liquefied human beings. Has everybody lost their collective freaking minds in this country? I mean, for real. I don't even know what to say except gross. I mean, what else can you say? I don't want to be eating any food that's been composted with human remains, if that's okay with you. I don't know if there's any way to say it. Is there going to be signs on it that says this has been composted with human remains? Probably not. Who knows? You hear these stories of all the, these missing people and everything, and apparently they'd be ground up into hamburger and served at restaurants. That's the deep rabbit hole conspiracy theory. I haven't really ever seen any proof of that. Am I saying that it's not possible? Sure, of course it is. You know, psychopaths run things. There's no no telling what they would do, but I don't have any proof of that. There's been rumor and innuendo, but I haven't seen any proof. And who knows if we ever will. I hope that's a completely false statement and it's not right at all. Leaked cell phone location data reveals 200 mystery guests on Epstein's pedo island. Data from nearly 200 mobile devices reveal the exact path taken by visitors to Jeffrey Epstein's notorious pedo island, which has tracked to 80 cities around the world, spanning 26 states and territories. And this goes into gated communities, I believe, in Michigan. But it's funny here, of course. Let's see. There are gated communities in Michigan, Florida, as well as homes in Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. Mystery guests. If you don't think there's a two-tiered justice system in this country, then I got some oceanfront property in Iowa to sell you. Because you realize that if it was you or me, we'd be under the jail. But these people, these mystery guests, they always manage to keep their name out of the paper and they keep themselves out of court and they're able to block the release of their names and it's blacked out. And we're not going to be able to repair what's wrong with this country until we stop having mystery criminals that no one knows about, that all their exploits and their criminal exploits are hidden and covered up. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's more than ridiculous. It's hard to even talk about it because the criminality is rampant and it's open and no one seems to want to stop them. In some places, they just seem to continue to get away with it. Despite all of the claims that white hats are in control and, trust the plan and all that stuff, there's still some devious stuff going on. And these people apparently that are, under certain control doesn't seem to be under control to me. But what do I know? No one tells me what's really going on. And this is could it be expected, Chet? Mass layoffs begin at California fast food chains as $20 minimum wage law takes effect. Do you think? The result shouldn't surprise anyone. Inflation has driven up operational costs for businesses across the U.S. and shrunk profit margins for major food chains in the past few years. Let me pop this a little bit, make this a little bit larger. Oops, did I make it too large? This has led to higher menu prices like the $18 Big Mac and slowing sales for every major fast food company. Another anchor dragging on restaurant business in many regions is at least 2 years of COVID stimulus coupled with rent moratoriums, creating aggressive labor shortages and raising wages upward of $16 per hour for brand new, no-skill employees. Several years ago, I did a story. I covered the the robot hamburger maker. Let me tell my friend here to recache his browser, because I know I think he wants to call into the show, but he can't get it live. So let me tell him to recache the browser. And recache. Of course, that doesn't, you know, I hate auto correct. Recache browser. Let's see if that works for him. There we go. I don't think that he is a, I think technology is his strength. He's a great broadcaster and researcher. I just don't think that technology is a strong suit. But he has many other talents. Mass layoff begins at California. Of course, we talked about that, and I think we I bolted away from it. Yes, $20 big. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Now that I get back on track here, sorry for the flight of thought. I knew several years ago that they were in trouble when you had the robot hamburger maker that could make 300 perfect hamburgers an hour without any mistakes. They don't need a bathroom break. Their kids don't get sick and, you know, have to, you know, have to stay home to watch them. You know, those type of things. They don't steal from the company. So when I saw the robot manufacturer hamburger maker come out, the automated hamburger maker, the robot, whatever you want, robotic hamburger maker. And there was video that came out about that, and they were, no kidding, making 300 perfect hamburgers the same way every single time in an hour. I said, and they cost like $40,000. This is what I remember correct. $40,000, $45,000, something like that. Essentially enough for one worker for 1 year's salary, and then you could have that. You would never have to worry about that and ever again. So I think that I knew that was kind of where things were going. And it looks like now, you know, how many people do you think are going to go? How much do you think the cost of fast food is going to have to be if you're paying $20 an hour for wages? You know, now there's a whole segment of the population that says, hey, you know, that's a good thing because fast food, frankly, sucks and it's very poisonous and it's bad for you. So they're not crying too many. They're not shedding too many tears for the fast food industry. Don't really do the fast food thing. It very rarely if I'm in a situation where there's no other choice, but I really don't do the fast food thing very much ever. I think not to mention it's loaded with the food's loaded with just sodium and it's just expensive. I'd much rather go to the market and pick up some fresh fruits there at the market, some fresh as you can get it, and go home and prepare it myself. That's always the thing that I like to do best. But, you know, each their own. So what's going on here? And we will open the phones again if someone wants to talk and kind of get an idea of what they think's going on. 515-605-9768. It's 515-605-9768. The Niagara region declares a state of emergency out of caution ahead of the rare eclipse. This is another, and I think there was some groups in the states that were doing this as well. But here is another, this is in Canada, actually, in Toronto. Canada's Niagara region has proactively declared a state of emergency ahead of a rare total solar eclipse on April 8th that is expected to gather massive crowds to areas in and around the region's popular waterfalls. State of emergency. The Niagara region said in a statement on Thursday that regional chair Jim Bradley had declared a state of emergency out of an abundance of caution. Declaring state of emergency strengthens the tools the region has at its disposal to safeguard the health and safety of residents and visitors and protect our critical infrastructure in any scenario that might arise. Excuse me. Yeah, I don't believe in this right here. I'm not believing this for 1 second. This is government speak. Strengthens the tools, the resources, the region. This is a canned response. And it's not even actually what's really going on. Who really knows what's going on? I can tell you it's not that. What they're telling you there ain't it's not that. Something's happening. It's a solar eclipse. The sun will be blocked out for 3.5 or 4 minutes, and then apparently it's supposed to come back. The sun's supposed to be blocked, and then the sun's supposed to return after, you know, after the blockage makes its way through. Why would you have a state of emergency for a 3 or 4 minute type of thing? You think people are that fragile and that idiotic that they can't travel to a location and get out of their car and look up without having an emergency declared? Well, we're worried about a whole bunch of people coming here. And I mean, for real, something doesn't compute here. Something doesn't compute. I don't know what. I don't have the answers. But something, it doesn't sound right to me. Again, if you have any opinion or viewpoint on what's going on, you can try to dial in at 515-605-9768. Now, someone called and said it didn't work, but again, I don't think they were calling during the showtime. But I'd be interested to know what you think is going to be happening here on the 8th with all of this drama surrounding this eclipse. So it's time again for another quick commercial break, and we come back on the other side. We will pick up the news and carry on, as they say. NorthwestLibertyNews.com is the flagship station. Flagship website, also FlatheadTruth.com is where you can watch the show live. ValleyBroadcastNetwork.com is the television site and site for this broadcast, and you can find everything you need to know there. Okay, we are going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back after these brief messages here on Valley Broadcast News. Okay, something's wrong with the audio. Not really sure what's going on.
We are in a battle for our nation's survival between those who hate America and those who love her. The ruling class is seeking to weaken and divide us. We need strong, courageous leaders willing to stand up and make America great again. I will fight to close our borders because a nation without borders is not a nation. I will fight for limited and accountable government, Second Amendment rights, and the sanctity of life. I will stand up to those who are undermining our nation's elections and pushing for radical race and gender ideology in our schools, military, and media. If we continue to abandon the principles that have made America the greatest nation in the world, we are sowing the seeds of our own destruction. Freedom is not free. This is a battle we must win. My name is Mary Todd. I'm running for U.S. Congress. Vote for me June 4th.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Legacy and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Okay, folks, thanks for hanging on with the break. I'm your host, James White. This is Valley Broadcast News brought to you by Valley Broadcast Network. You can go to valleybroadcastnetwork.com. That's valleybroadcastnetwork.com and see everything we got going on there as far as our original programming. And again, just as an update, we are getting ready to drop this afternoon. We're going to drop parts 3 and 4 of the let's see, move this up a little bit. Parts 3 and 4 of the judicial supremacy videos, the lie of judicial supremacy, and that you can find those on valleybroadcastnetwork.com. I'll have them listed there on the page designed for that purpose. And we're going to have a roundtable as the goal is to have a roundtable at the end of the presentation when all of the videos are completed. we're going to have a roundtable with the authors. So if you want to watch this broadcast live, just go to flatheadtruth.com. Anytime it's live, go to flatheadtruth.com, and you can watch this show anywhere that you have internet access. And we do appreciate you tuning in. Okay, looks like we have a caller here on the line. It's a Montana number. I think I know who it is, but we're going to bring that caller in here. It's the first time I've actually taken a call here on the show here since we started going through Blog Talk. Caller, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's my good friend Dave Von Kleist, who is a an excellent broadcaster and talk show host and documentary filmmaker. Dave created the documentary 9/11 in Plain Sight, which is one of the best 9/11 documentaries at the time. And he also had a follow-up one, Dave, and I can never remember what the follow-up one is. But you're friends with Richard Gage, who was just on the broadcast here last month. At any rate, Dave, thanks so much for being here. What do you think here? The topic of the day here is this eclipse, and I just talked about this this story here in Reuters coming out of the Niagara region. Niagara region declares a state of emergency out of caution ahead of a rare eclipse. Now, Dave, you and I are both over 50, and we've seen many eclipses in our lifetime. And I've never seen as much drama or as much hubbub or as much quote-unquote planning and emergency declarations than I've ever seen over an eclipse than this eclipse coming up on the 8th. What do you think, Dave? What do you think's really going on?
Well, it's hard to second-guess what the powers that be are going to do, but we do know one thing for sure, and that is fear is control. And you're right. I've never seen so much fear-mongering about a solar eclipse in my lifetime. And I've seen several eclipses. Most recently, back in 2017, we had, I think it was 98% total eclipse here in Montana. And of course, there were no, you know, red flags and warnings and all that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, they do tell you to be careful when you, if you want to view the eclipse. You don't want to look at it with your, you know, naked eye. You can really damage your eyes. But I've never seen this type of warning going on. I was just scanning through the news this morning, and I was trying to find it again. I was going through all the different feeds that I get. In Buffalo, New York, there's a hotel that canceled all their reservations. There's a travel agency that lost $30,000 in booking these rooms. And I don't know why they're ratcheting up the fear unless they've got something else planned. In Oklahoma, they're calling out the National Guard. They've got the nuclear, biological, and chemical teams on the scene out there. They're telling people to stock up for a couple weeks of food, have communications handy, have extra water on hand. I mean, I don't know why they're doing this.
Dave, a couple weeks worth of food, it's like going to be like a four-minute eclipse. Like 4 or 5 minutes.
I know.
For a couple weeks of food, what? It's madness. What the heck's wrong? I'm not telling us something, Dave.
They're calling out the National Guard. I mean, I don't understand it. But, you know, the thing is, Jim, you know as well as I do that, unfortunately, what's happened in this country over the past couple of generations is we have been very seriously dumbed down. I'm sure you've seen some of the videos. What's his name? Mark Dice. He goes out and does interviews on the street. And there's another
Mark
guy
Dice
that was out there. Yeah, and there was another guy. He was going out and asking people, what year was the War of 1812? And these people are stumped. They're stumped. What year was the War of 1812? And they can't answer it. Goodness gracious.
Dave, is that the guy that at the very end always goes, yep? Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Agrees with them, no matter what they say. That's
oh
hilarious.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what countries border the United States? And somebody said Russia, China. And then the guy goes, yes.
This is terrifying.
This is a new generation that's coming up.
No,
you
we're
know?
Laughing
I mean,
right on the inside.
I know, exactly. But this is the point, is that the fear is indeed control. And if they can generate fear, then they can control people. And this is exactly what's been going on for year after year after year. The title cut of my first album, And folks, you can go onto YouTube and just punch in my name. All my music comes up there. I'm not selling it. There are some other people selling it on YouTube. I have no idea who they are, and I really don't care, because it's about the message. And the first song on the first album, which was released in 1996, we're talking 28 years ago, the song was entitled "Will Someone Listen?" And one of the lyrics there, how can you get someone to hear when their ears are filled with self-imposed fear? If there's a voice in the crowd that shouts a message out loud, will someone listen? And then it says, and how can you get someone to see when they can't bring themselves to turn off TV? If someone turns on a light, will others join in the fight or turn a blind eye? I mean, this is what's happening now. When your country's education doesn't teach about your nation, how your family fought so hard to be free, it creates a situation and promotes perpetuation of a people who will live on their knees. So go ahead and go your own merry way. But I can tell you that you'll soon curse the day you were asleep at the wheel. You didn't care. It was real. You'll learn the hard way. And that's where we are. We're going to learn the hard way because most of Americans, I mean, unfortunately, and myself is included to a certain extent, I'm sure you and everybody else out there, we do busy our minds with minutiae. I mean, here we've got March Madness going on, and I've been following the UConn Husky female basketball team for many years, and I sat down and enjoyed the game last night. But unfortunately, most people in this country prioritize their focus on entertainment, sports, movies, you know, rock and roll, whatever. The bottom line here is, you know, the saying says, while the cat's away, the mice will play. And if this is a government of, by, and for the people, and the people have gotten up from the table and they don't play the game anymore, well, then this is what you get. This is exactly what you get.
Well,
you know?
I can't argue with you, David, but back to this eclipse. I mean, do you have any speculation of what's really going on? I mean, you see all the drama, all the declarations of emergency. Okay, we don't have a crystal ball here, and you're not psychic as far as I know, and I'm certainly not one. But it is curious that they're putting so much time and energy and effort into this. And sure, it's a fear thing. To what end? To what end? What, I mean, to be able to ramp up that kind of fear, like, you know, it's the problem, reaction, solution, David, and we've talked about it before privately. We're friends. The Hegelian dialectic, the problem, reaction, solution, that's something that's going on. That's an ongoing psychological operation that's happening day by day by day, day in and day out, you know, along with the trauma-based mind control, which is you're talking about, the fear-based mind control, the MK Ultra. But so what is the what's the end for them? Why put so much time and attention and effort into this eclipse? For what purpose? Any ideas?
Well, it could turn out to be a big nothing burger, you know, and like get everybody all, you know, stocked up with their food and their water and their communications and their gasoline and everything. Get everybody hunkered down for the eclipse. And then nothing happens aside from the eclipse. And then, you know, then they can come back and say, oh, the fear mongers and the conspiracy theorists and blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, it could go that way. On the other hand, it could go the other way. Now, you and I both know, and we were both talking about this a few days ago, about how many of these illegal immigrants have been coming across the border that are male military age. And the Muckraker report was basically traveling along the Darien Gap, along with a lot of these immigrants, many of them, yes, Chinese males. And you don't get out of China unless they let you out. So, I mean, there's a lot of very legitimate concerns right now about these tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of military age males coming into this country. And they're being given addresses to go to. I mean, okay, this, you go to Cincinnati, you go to Atlanta, you go to Chicago, you go to Seattle or wherever. And what happens when they get there? I mean, I have no doubt whatsoever that they have safe houses there where they will be sheltered and fed and clothed and equipped and trained and briefed and given their missions. Now, I don't know if this is going to happen. I sound like a conspiracy theorist, but hey, let's admit this, that it's not outside the realm of possibilities, because there are a lot of countries in this world, if not every country aside from Israel and Great Britain, that hate the United States. And, you know, I have to say that it's not like the United States hasn't given them good reason. I mean, they've been calling the United States the great Satan for how many decades now? You know, I mean, so with all of these hostiles coming into this country, I have no doubt whatsoever that something is going to start happening soon. And, I mean, 2024 is going to be a very interesting year.
Why activate CERN? Why shoot missiles? Apparently, they're shooting three rockets into the eclipse. They're shooting rockets into the eclipse. Come on, dude.
That's like there was a video, and I have no doubt it's AI generated, but they have AOC, Cortez. What's her name? One of the squad. And somebody made an AI, and she Alexia, right. AOC. And she says, and again, I believe this is an AI generated. It's a spoof. But it could be, you know, it could, with the level of stupidity we're seeing in this country right now, she says, hey, we should get Elon Musk to go and do some experiments with the sun, get a sample from the sun, but it would be better if he goes, if he sent the rocket at night so it wouldn't be so hot.
I'm
sure you've seen that. Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. But it's almost, I don't know how to say this, but it's not outside of the realm of possibilities. If you were asking people what year was the War of 1812 and they can't answer, I wonder how many people saw that and said, wow, that's not such a bad idea. You know, I mean, we have dumbed down this country. I mean, Charlotte Iserby, rest her soul, she wrote a book, 25 years ago, called The Dumbing of America. She was on Reagan's Department of Education team.
Yep.
And she basically was documenting how the quality of education in this country has been falling steadily every year, ever since they established the Department of Education. You know, and I can't help but think that if you contract somebody to do a job and you got a one-year contract, at the end of the year, you assess how good their job is, and if they're doing the job that you want, then you keep them on. If they're not, then you fire them.